major killers in our country. In fact, it has way beyond progressed from other diseases like cancer, or even road traffic accident. So we have to tackle this burden of disease, which is an extremely important thing to do. Majority of the heart problems fall into two categories. One is heart attack, the other one is heart failure. So it is important to distinguish between the two. Heart failure is a condition wherein the heart pump does not work, whether it is the failure of the pump or of the to contract, or whether it's the failure of the pump to relax. So there are two types of heart failures. Both, in fact, have now been recognized to be very much contributing to the morbidity and mortality of our population. The other condition, of course, is heart attacks. A lot of people die from heart attacks. It is certainly a preventable and indeed a treatable condition if medical attention is sought early enough. So we have seen that patients are coming in at a younger age having heart attacks. Of course, this determines how long they live, what is the problem that the patient's family will face. And of course, if it is a young person who is a breadwinner for the family, it is not just the person that suffers, it is also the family. So prevention is better than cure at any time. So what we suggest is we should look into our risk factors. Predominantly, we are now becoming more and more sedentary. We are not working out enough. We are not having enough exercise. And also, we are ignoring what our forefathers have said about good diet. So it is important to stick to a healthy diet, get regular exercise, and especially after the age of 40, it is important to look at what risk factors we have and how, in fact, we can reduce them so that the person does not end up with a heart attack or a stroke. So what we would suggest is, apart from having regular exercise and not leading a sedentary life, sticking to a good diet, ensure that you don't smoke, reduce your alcohol to within the normal limits that is prescribed, make sure that you see a doctor regularly, ensure that if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, that is looked into and treated to guidelines mandated, and also essentially look at your cholesterol levels. There have been new guidelines looking at the cholesterol levels coming down to a level of 55 milligrams per deciliter, which a few years ago was up to 100 milligrams per deciliter. And this I'm talking about the very high risk group. So it is important to adopt a prevention is better than cure strategy. And if, apart from all this, a patient has a heart attack, people need to know what the symptoms are. So the symptoms pretty much are very severe chest pain radiating to the back or to the left shoulder, a very cold sweat. In fact, even if it is very hot outside, the patient is sweating. It's a constrictive pain that really seems to squeeze the chest, and this is a heart attack pain. It may be associated with breathlessness. It can also be associated with lightheadedness, or in fact, a patient suffering from a bout of unconsciousness. If this is the condition, patient needs to get to a medical center very, very quickly. In fact, in Mysore, there are a lot of centers that provide 24/7 primary angioplasty. Primary angioplasty, which is a treatment of choice, which has been proven beyond doubt that opening the blood vessel, which is causing the heart attack, sooner the better. Of course, we have rolled out this program here for the last 5 years. And it has been very successful, and I'm very satisfied that it has saved a lot of patients' lives. So essentially, what do? A patient come in with a massive heart attack. We counsel the patient, family, of course. We do some basic investigations, and time is of essence here. The time from when the patient comes in through the door of the emergency room to when the patient gets into the cath lab and has his blood vessel opened by either putting a stent, balloon, or in fact a device to suck the blood clot out is called the door to balloon or the door to device time. We have in fact audited our process times here, and it has been extremely gratifying to note that our door to device time is in less than 60 minutes, and this is of extreme importance in terms of outcomes to the patient. So primary angioplasty is wherein the blood vessel is opened, and this impacts on the longevity, the survival of the patient, how long the patient survives. And once the patient has survived this heart attack, it is also important to undergo a rehabilitation process and look at how the patient gets integrated back into the mainstream so that they can be productive, lead a life which is not again limited by either repeat admissions or recurrent events. As you know, heart attack leads to heart failure, so it is important to prevent heart attacks, treat heart attacks if and when they occur, and also this way we can prevent heart failures. There are other causes of heart failure also, high blood pressure being one of them, so it is essential that patients or people with high blood pressure get regular checkups and undergo treatment as and when required. Finally, I would like to end by stating what Lord Sri Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita. He has said that sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishtah matta smriti gnanamaham apohanam cha vedascha sarvair ahameva vedyah vedantakrit vedavideva chaham. So he is essentially saying that he lives in everybody's heart. So it is very important to look after your heart, because this essentially is what you can do, service to the Lord himself by looking after your own heart. So my best wishes to everybody on this occasion of World Heart Day, and take care of yourselves. Thank you.